The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, the senior advisor for healthcare.com, and he does a lot of other things too. So there, hi, Frank. Mostly, you know, the pandemic, has the pandemic been good for business, Frank?
Well, in a way, yes, but it's not the way you want to get
no, obviously, but
yeah,
still.
No. So let's talk about these rapid tests. You heard a lot about the rapid tests, and last week you asked me about Yale, and I gave you just a little outline of it. Let's go into it more deeply today. So, look, imagine if you could test for COVID-19 at home as accurately and instantly as you can test for a pregnancy these days, and say the test is only going to cost you about $5 to $10. Now, a negative result would be your ticket to go to work safely. You feel fine. You can go on to school. You might even want to travel. And imagine your peace of mind if you could test any time you might have been exposed to COVID. Oh, gee, I'm unsure about that. What happened the other day? Let me test at just $5-$10 right at my own house. So we should have several of these kinds of rapid tests in the next few months. So look, today, without a rapid test, the most common test for COVID-19 involves a medical worker sticking a swab way up your nose and swishing it around. And I've had it, believe me, and it feels like the swab is touching your brain. Then they rush the specimen over to a lab where it sits, unfortunately these days, for days, sometimes for weeks, as you should be sitting home quarantined before you get your results. This is a so-called PCR test. That's the standard now, a PCR test. It's up to 97% accurate, but it's flawed. I mean, first of all, it's a pain in the nose. and the ongoing shortages are constant. I mean, there's shortages for swabs. There's shortages for the chemicals that read the specimens. There is a lack of this lab space for the analysis. That's why you're waiting up to a week or more. So you have people spreading the virus as they wait forever for the results. They should be sitting at home. They should be isolated, but they're not. They can't take more than 5-6 days sitting at home. They're in the community spreading the disease. Plus, without insurance, the test can easily cost $150, $250 or more. So I guess I'm curious, Jill, have you had a COVID swab test, a nasal swab test?
No, and I have no interest in having one because it's just like, it doesn't need to be that yucky, especially if you wait long enough and you can just spit. But I do want, no, I'm serious.
Yes.
But and the fact that we are 6 months along, et cetera. There was something in the New York Times, though, the other day that I was interested in, and I don't know. I didn't see the follow-up that I would have wanted to see. And that is about the sensitivity of our PCR tests compared to the sensitivity of other PCR tests. Because it seems as though they are pretty darn sensitive.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get into that. I'm catching up on that.
Okay, so
there's a swab test, the nasal swab. I've explained that. Now separate teams, okay, one at Yale School for Public Health, another one at Abbott Labs, say they have promising rapid test alternatives to this nasal swab business. So Yale's insight is this. It says it is shown that saliva, okay, which you said you just now, all you have to do is spit, that saliva contains virtually as much COVID-19 DNA, that's called RNA, as a nasal specimen. Now, that's a real breakthrough. So all you have to do is, spit in a sterile container, okay, seal it. The saliva then goes to a lab, and it's processed. But its process is a very simple process, and you should get results within 24 hours, and the test should cost only about $10. Now, Yale has been successfully testing this with players and coaches at the National Basketball Association's bubble. That's where they're playing the playoff games down in Florida. They've had very successful tests with the players and the coaches who volunteer to take this rapid test. But there were several worries about the test's accuracy and its potential scale. Now, Yale's top researcher admits that she's shooting for 90% at accuracy, but the test may miss people with low levels of COVID. Now, for example, that would be asymptomatic people who've just gotten the virus and has not full-blown yet. They think they're safe to go out and into the work and go to school, hug their kids, but actually they've got the virus and it's developing, but this test doesn't catch it. Then there's the question of scale. So how quickly can tens of millions of these tests begin to show up in schools and in workplaces and, you know, and frankly at airports? Now, to Yale's credit, it's not trying to commercialize the test, which it calls Saliva Direct. That kind of covers it. Instead, it's disclosing its research to medical centers and laboratories all across the country so they can copy it and distribute it. That's awfully good. Thank you, Yale. Yet, when I asked Yale how many tests it could generate and how quickly, and I did that this week, Yale's PR department declined to answer. Now, I have to say, if, you know, if Yale had some really good news about the scale of its efforts at this point, I think they'd be very eager to share that with us. They declined to answer. In addition, it's important to note that the FDA has given Yale's test emergency use authorization. Okay, it's called EUA, emergency use authorization. Though the research has not yet been peer-reviewed. Now, these days, an emergency use green light from President Trump's FDA doesn't mean much more than the FDA is cutting corners yet again, left and right, and hoping it's okays. The quick ones here that we're getting don't backfire on the public with some very bad medicine. Now, look, on the bright side, there's a guy named Andy Slavitt. He was the head of Medicare under President Obama. Slavitt says, direct quote, look, Saliva Direct could be, quote, a game changer in fighting the pandemic. So let's hope that he's right and Yale makes even more progress very quickly. So Jill, what's your impression of Saliva Direct, of Yale's effort here?
I don't know one from the other. What is the Abbott one that we just sent out? And the reason I'm asking is because Slavitt is Slavitt has wanted like massive lockdown. So the fact that he's been on the high end of the so if he thinks this is good, that's got to be good because he's been on the high end of
caution.
That's a good word. That was the word I was just grasping for and I couldn't get it. So I appreciate your diplomacy. But
yes, I'm a very cautious guy. What is the other one? Talk about Abbott, right? Okay. We need to talk about Abbott Labs. Okay, so let's compare Abbott Labs to what Yale's up to. Its test, which also, you know, big news, got FDA emergency use authorization. It offers on the spot results. On the spot, in 15 minutes, for as little as $5 a test. Now, here's how it works. A healthcare worker swabs your nose, but then instead of sending that specimen to the lab, it places the specimen on a card. It adds a chemical, and voila. Lines appear on the card. One line says you're negative. Two lines, sorry, you're positive. So, looking forward, people could test themselves. If they really wanted to, they could test themselves virtually every day for $5. That's a potential real breakthrough.
And can you do it at the office?
I'm sorry?
Can you do it on your way into the office, in a holding area or onto a plane?
Absolutely, because you're going to get results in 15 minutes. You're going to read the card. There's one line. There's two lines. Okay, now I know where I stand. Abbott is so enthusiastic about this. It's aiming to ship 50 million test kits. That'll go to doctors, hospitals, other medical centers beginning next month, 50 million in October. And the Trump administration has bought 150 million of the test kits to be sent to schools and other, quote, special needs population. But there's a big but. Abbott says its test is 97% accurate, but it's not testing COVID RNA. Okay. Instead, It tests for antigens. That's a protein the immune system creates in reaction to a COVID infection. So if you have a COVID infection, this test should pick up your immune system fighting it back. If you haven't, obviously you're fine. Critics point out that Abbott has only tested 102 symptomatic people up to this point. So results could be very different, very disappointing when it's rolled out to the general public. Some critics even say Abbott's COVID test may turn out to be no more accurate than Abbott's standard flu test, and that is somewhere between only 50 to 70% accurate. That wouldn't be acceptable. It wouldn't help very much. Now, you remember, Jill, remember Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine? He was going to meet with President Trump.
He took a rapid test. Yeah, it was a false positive.
And it was a false positive, right? So they quickly retested him with a PCR test. And they said, no, you're fine.
That was going to be my next question. That was going to be my next question, considering that he was asymptomatic. So my question is, just like you are technically, after you do your home pregnancy test, you're meant to go get in touch with your doctor, your gynecologist or whatever. I shouldn't say whatever. That's what you're meant to do. You don't just save it for posterity and then call up and book There's a next step. So I would.
But there isn't necessarily a next. Look, false positives are obviously very concerning. So if you get a false positive on any test, I would say go test again. What's more dangerous actually is false negatives. So you think you're okay, and then you go out into the community, you're not okay. And you spread it to your family, you spread it to your neighbors, and so on. Vermont, interestingly, doesn't count antigen positives as a COVID test. Anybody who walks in with antigen positive, they say, get a PCR test. You're positive for the PCR. Then we'll count you as a COVID case.
Okay, so then we've got 3 minutes left. B, we don't want to talk about, we don't want to delve into the numbers, let's just say.
Mm-hmm. On any- well, look, I'm going to make a prediction. I think we're going to have a good COVID test, the rapid test, well before we have a proven vaccine. That is almost for sure. We'll have a test that we actually can rely on.
Yep.
And there are a lot of interesting things. There are interesting things going on. I mean, down at the airport, down at JFK and now Newark, where they've been testing. And it's interesting. You know, those little spas that they have at the airport where you can go in and get a manicure or a massage while you're waiting for your plane to take off. They've now been switched over into little medical centers, and you go in and get tested for COVID. You can at JFK, and it's coming to Newark. It's $75 a pop. The interesting thing there is they're about to roll out rapid tests in about a month in both those airports. Unfortunately, there's no plan like that right now in Connecticut at Bradley, because this little spa company, which is called Express Check. It was Express Spa. Now it's going to be Express Check for this COVID stuff. It just isn't in Bradley yet. And there's very strict rules in this state about PCR tests only. So we're kind of hamstrung there. But I think we're going to get breakthrough here, Jill. I think we're going to get a test that's rapid and that is accurate. And it's going to be a help. And even if you have to go and get the PCR test to make sure you're positive, it is a potential game changer. I agree with Slavitt. We're doing the right things here. I'm a little bit worried about the FDA handing out so many emergency use authorizations. That's a little bit too quick. But I still think we're going to get a test that we can rely on, and it's going to be helpful.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, on my desk.